Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I want to invite you to a special rosary event for the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It will be Friday, June 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Shawnee, Kansas. We'll start with adoration and then a rosary rally outside, and you can find all the details at schooloffaith.com. Click on events. For the next 30 days, we're going to dedicate our rosaries to meditating and learning more about the life of Jesus. The public ministry of Jesus begins with his baptism. Now, all who came to John the Baptist to be baptized in the Jordan River, they all understood that it signified a confession of guilt, a plea for forgiveness, and a resolution to change one's life. But then something new happened. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. And the real novelty is this, that Jesus wants to be baptized, that he blends into the gray mass of sinners waiting on the banks of the Jordan. But we just heard that they were confessing their sins, and that baptism itself was an admittance of sin, an attempt to put off the old failed life and put on a new one. Is that something that Jesus could do? And John was even thrown off by this, and he wanted to prevent him, saying, "Behold, you are the Lamb of God. You take away the sin of the world. I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me." So why does Jesus come to be baptized? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The early Christians had a unique way of explaining Christianity in one profound sentence. They would say, God became man so that man could become God. That the Son of God took on our human nature and was born as a little baby at Christmas, so that by sharing in his life, we could then become sons and daughters of God. This is the great exchange, and it continues with the baptism of Jesus. Jesus comes to the Jordan River, he gets in line with all the other sinners and is baptized. Why? Because right here at the Jordan River, Jesus stepped into our place and he loaded the burden of all mankind's sin and guilt upon his shoulders, and then he bore it down into the depths of the Jordan. See, by his baptism, Jesus takes on our sin and the consequences of sin, death. Then in our baptism, we get to take on his life and become children of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
See, between the baptism of Jesus and our own baptism, there's this great exchange that's taking place. According to the Apostle Paul, the believer enters through baptism into communion with Christ's death, is buried with him, and rises with him. In Romans chapter 6, Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." At his baptism, Jesus took on our sin and death. At our baptism, we take on his divine life. What an amazing exchange. He gets our death, we get his divine life. Not only that, by baptism, all our sins are forgiven. original and personal sin. And through baptism, the Most Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, begin to dwell in our soul. And because God now lives in our soul, and we share His divine nature, we become an entirely new creation. We are now sons and daughters of God, who will live and reign with Him forever and ever. My baptismal day is June 12th. That's the day I became an adopted son of God and gained heaven. Do you know your baptismal day? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All that being true about the benefits of baptism, still, after baptism, we have a fallen human nature that is inclined to sin. And that tendency to sin, which we call by the big theological word concupiscence, it shows itself in the form of pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, and so on. And if left unchecked, this inclination to sin, it will cause us to turn away from God and to turn toward very self-destructive tendencies. So let me give you the infallible means to overcome all your vices. It's daily meditation, a resolution, an examination of conscience, and regular confession. By daily meditation, we read or listen to the Word of God, and then we think about it. But not only do we think about the life of Jesus and all that He taught and how we're supposed to live, we think about our own lives and we see the difference between His life and our life. And that should cause a conviction in us to want to change things, to live differently. And that will lead us to form a simple, concrete resolution, something to put into practice that day so that we will change. And then if we combine that with once a day doing a little examination of conscience. How did I do over the last 24 hours? Did I practice my resolution? Did I try to live better? And then if we take that to the sacrament of reconciliation once a month, now we have a real strategy to overcome our vices and to grow in virtue. But no one can make you do this. You must choose. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the end of the baptism of Jesus, a voice from heaven was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I delight." God the Father said the same thing about you when you were baptized. When you were baptized, the Holy Spirit descended within you, giving you a share in God's life, and you became an adopted son or daughter of God. And at that moment, God the Father proclaimed, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I delight." God delights in you. That's what he's trying to tell you about your baptism. That's what he's trying to tell you about you. We spend so much of our life, of our time, of our energy, of our worry, trying to forge our own identity based on things that you just can't build on. Our achievements, which are passing, or some relationship, or some personal attribute, or whatever it is. That's not the foundation of our identity. Who are you? Isn't that a question we all ask ourselves? Who am I? I am a son of God. Now, why do you love your children and think they're amazing? Because they're your children. And God loves you for the same reason. But you say to yourself, "No, that's not possible. I have so many sins. How could God delight in me?" But a good father or mother doesn't love their child because they are a high-performance kid. They love their child because it's their kid. And that's why God the Father loves you, just because you are His kid. And recognizing that love, recognizing your true identity, should take away all your anxiety about trying to measure up. Recognizing that love should make you strong and confident that you really do belong in the world, and that the world is actually a better place just because you're in it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, do you know when your baptismal day is?
You know, I get the feeling it was somewhere between June 24th and July 24th.
You've narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually on a feast day that will make it easy to remember. June 29th.
Ah, yes, my cousin's birthday.
No, the feast of Saints Peter and Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yep, the feast of the two great apostles upon which the church is built.
How fantastic, because I was born on the feast of Saint John the Baptist.
Yep. So now you should remember it on the feast of Peter and Paul.
Brilliant.
That's your...
I'll celebrate. You have never liked celebrating your birthday, which I know is coming up, but perhaps this year we'll just celebrate your baptismal day.
That's right. I don't celebrate my birthday because I'm adopted, and my parents, Art and Erla, my adoptive parents, They went to Catholic Charities to pick me up on June 12th, and the little nuns at Catholic Charities would not let them take me home until they accompanied them down the street to the Catholic parish and made sure I was baptized.
That is incredible.
But
that makes so much sense.
But what a great attitude. The nuns were like, we're not letting him go until he has the divine life in him.
Yeah.
And we ought to have, we need to have that attitude. I think now we never impose. And we always have to leave people free. And we never want to be annoying. But in the effort to not be those three things, mm-hmm. we've lost a grasp of how important baptism is.
Mm.
I was always struck by Saint Francis Solano.
Mm.
He was a Franciscan who was a missionary to South America. And most of the ships heading from Europe to South America at that time, unfortunately, were slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you got passage from Europe to South America, it likely you're going to end up riding in a slave ship. And at one point, the ship that he was on, it was in a storm. It struck a reef. It was sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Francis Solano was down in the bottom of the ship trying to release as many slaves as he could, mm-hmm. and baptizing them as they were drowning.
Oh, wow.
Because he knew, literally risking his own life, trying to save theirs, but also wanting, he was preaching the gospel to them, preaching to them about Jesus, and baptizing them in the water they were drowning in.
That's insane.
But he knew the importance of baptism, and I think we've lost, to a certain degree, just how significant it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was struck just this past Easter at the Easter Vigil how, growing up with it, I took for granted the importance of Easter as not just another miracle where someone came back from the dead. Because that sounds nice. That's impressive. That is a big, impressive thing. But that's not the point. It's not just a symbol of, oh, he really was God. He came back from the dead. He'd already raised people from the dead. But that was the moment where we were offered true salvation.
Yeah.
And I have always taken that for granted because we hear it so often and it's become almost like a slogan. It's Jesus saves. And I'm like, yeah, he does. That's nice. But the full and total awareness sitting there in the dark at Easter Vigil, that was really the beginning of hope for all of us.
Okay, so here's a big one. What does he save us from? Let me ask you this. Who does he save us from?
Well, now this feels like a trick question. I would say he saves us from ourselves or from our own sin.
That's
from nothingness.
That's partly true. With our choice, with sin, we freely put ourselves under the dominion of Satan,
mm-hmm.
and we become his possession. By sin, our first parents put the whole human race under the dominion of Satan. And then this is part of original sin that we inherit when we're conceived and born. Jesus saves us from being the possession of Satan. I didn't say saves you from being possessed by Satan.
Yeah, the possession of.
But original sin means that we are the possession of Satan. So there's a passage where Jesus says, where the Pharisees accuse Jesus of casting out demons by the power of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, now, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, how can he stand? Then he says this, but no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless one stronger than he binds him and takes away his possessions.
Mm. Oh, wow. I see the point you're making. That's insane.
What point am I making?
That Jesus himself is the stronger man. Wow.
And what were the possessions or goods of the devil? Us.
We are. I find this so interesting because so often, I have genuinely met people that consider themselves to be Satanists. And when you ask them about it, because it seems like, so why would you not believe in the faith in the church and God if you believe in the devil? And they say, no, oh, it's not about the devil. It's actually about independence and free will. It's about really just choosing myself. And people always believe that you can choose yourself and serve yourself. But that is exactly, I think we've said this before on the podcast, we are always choosing to worship something, someone, some God. And it's never really, if you're choosing yourself, you're still choosing Satan.
You are placing yourself. If you choose yourself, there's only two options. Choose God, or turn away from God, and what you're left with is the ruler of this world.
Yeah.
Satan.
Yeah. And likewise, I've heard people joke about, like a lot of Christians will say, oh, faith is so important. I mean, if I weren't religious, I could literally, like, what's stopping me from killing people? And everyone's like, well, why would you even have the desire to kill people? That's crazy. You're insane for saying that. But the point is that if you are only doing things for yourself, the only thing stopping you from doing anything is getting caught.
Right.
So it's not really about that you have the desire to kill someone, but that anything that's an obstacle to you is acceptable. And that's the whole point. Well, and the problem with Satanism, with this desire for self, it then okays everything. And it's the importance of being selfless is the core of Christianity.
Yeah. Selfless and sacrificial love is the core of Christianity. But we've lost the realization that Jesus saves us from something. And without Jesus, without receiving his salvation through baptism, we're not saved from that thing.
Yeah.
We're not saved from Satan, sin, and death. Satan, sin, and death enslave us. And it's through baptism that Jesus sets us free. And we want everyone to have that as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Every little baby as soon as possible.
And it's important to take time and fully reflect on what life would be without that baptism. And more importantly, what death would be without that baptism, in order to fully appreciate and understand the weight of what we've been given. Because we've been given everything. Without baptism, there is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about, and I'm sure this is exactly the point you're about to make. Of course, there's forms of baptism. There's people that don't have access, people who don't have the teaching, the choice. We're never given that chance that we have.
Yeah, exactly. That baptism is the tool that Jesus instituted to bring us salvation. But Jesus is bigger than his tools. So if a person never has knowledge or access to baptism, he can still save a person.
Mm-hmm.
But the chosen, normal, usual way that he set up is baptism.
Yeah. And there's a difference of you don't have access, so you aren't baptized, versus you have access, but you're like, it doesn't seem important, because that's you not choosing God.
Yeah.
Or your family not choosing God for you when you were an infant, things like that. So it's still important.
Yeah.
But there's also, to be very, very clear, salvation for the unborn, the unbaptized. I know that's always a hot topic with people when it comes to baptism.
Absolutely.
But it's not an either or. It's not either entirely meaningless or so meaningful that people are excluded entirely from salvation.
So We have to leave people free. We can't impose. We don't want to be annoying. Mm-hmm. But let's not go so far to that extreme that we never share with people and invite them to the great gift of baptism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So June 29th.
June 29th and June 12th.
And June 12th.
I won't let you evade that celebration.
No, I'll always celebrate my baptism.
Good.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.